Well, now to Hong Kong, where calls are intensifying for a political solution to the standoff between Beijing and democracy demonstrators. This weekend, more than a million people braved the torrential rain to protest for the 11th straight week in what was a notably peaceful rally. Emily Lau is a former member of the Hong Kong Legislative Council and former chairwoman of the opposition Democratic Party. She's one of those calling for a political solution. She was also on the streets this weekend.
As I looked around me in Victoria Park and later in the streets, there were many, many, many young people and many young couples too, but also families with young kids, with elderly people, some in wheelchair. And of course, it was pouring down with rain and everyone was drenched, but people were in high spirit and they just want to show that Hong Kong people can come together in a huge mass and demonstrate peacefully.
As a long-serving Democratic Party politician in Hong Kong, you've sparred over the years with Chief Executive Carrie Lam. How do you think she'll respond to this weekend's protests and the fact that they were so peaceful?
Well, this Carrie Lam probably is not the Carrie Lam that we used to know. She is just so blind. And she kept saying, why don't you all calm down? Don't protest. Then we will have a serious dialogue. But people say, we have made 5 demands for more than 2 months and you would not accept them. So how can we talk?
So do you think there's any chance then that Ms. Lam will see this weekend's peaceful protest as an opportunity to seek a face-saving negotiation with the protesters?
I hope so. But, knowing this Carrie Lam, I don't think we would hold our breath. But I think we need a political solution. I mean, in the last few days, many people from the pro-establishment camp, established political figures, have all spoken out. And I think those people should understand that we cannot go on doing this. And that would really destroy Hong Kong. And nobody wants to do that. So we need to find a political solution. We need maybe some honest brokers. We need to start the talk, the negotiation. Otherwise, these will go on and on.
So what does a political solution look like? What could Ms. Lam offer if she were to seek a political way out of this?
She has to look at the demands they are on the table. And one very crucial one is the setting up of an independent commission of inquiry, headed, hopefully, by an eminent judge, to look at the events of the past 12 weeks, the chaos, why it happened, and to see if we can find ways of reconciliation. And that's what many people want. Maybe it would not satisfy everyone, but once they announce this commission of inquiry, I think many people will be prepared to just sit down and wait.
You say that Ms. Lam doesn't appear to be wanting to take this opportunity. What do you think is the likelihood that other politicians around her will actually make her come forward and give in to at least some of the protesters' demands?
I think the decision-making is in Beijing. It's very sad. That's why people say we have lost our high degree of autonomy. So, I mean, Beijing's calling the shots. Beijing's trying to scare the Hong Kong people. And I don't think Carrie Lam, really. People ask her to resign, and the newspapers reported she actually tried to resign several times, but Beijing turned her down. So now, really, it's up to Beijing. And I hope the international community, and I'm very grateful, many of them have spoken out, including the politicians in your country, and there were many demonstrations. So we hope the international community will speak out and send a message to Beijing that they must help to find a political solution.
Surely Beijing doesn't actually want a violent solution to this. What do you think is stopping Beijing from going forward with a political solution?
I agree with you. I don't think Beijing wants a violent solution. But I think Beijing also wants a face. Because if they now come up and say, OK, what do you want? Let's talk. Then they may be seen to be weak. And so I think they have their calculations. But on the other hand, if they are seen to be listening to the demands of the Hong Kong people, I think that would get international support. And even the Chinese people will say, the president, President Xi Jinping, is willing to listen to dissenting views. So there are two ways of looking at it. But we really need a political solution. And I think the people surrounding Carrie Lam, these pro-Beijing business people, political people, they should tell Beijing and tell Carrie Lam, it's time to stop. Let us sit down and talk.
That's former Hong Kong Democratic Party politician Emily Lau speaking to me from Hong Kong.